Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Andrew said, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Have you ever felt like you don't have enough? Then you are probably like this little boy. Ever felt like you don't have what it takes, can't make the cut, can't earn enough, do enough, innovate enough, have enough time? Then this story is for you. Do you feel like you fail as a husband or wife, fail as a parent, fail in school, fail at your job, fail in retirement? Feel like you cannot fulfill what is expected of you? Then this story is for you. Out of 5,000 people gathered to hear Jesus preach and be near his healing power, only this little boy brought anything to eat. I imagine that his mother made sure he had his lunch with him when he left home. I can just picture her saying, "Okay, you can go see the prophet, but make sure you bring bread and fish. Be home by dinner time now, don't you know?" Obviously, ancient Galilean mothers spoke with Upper Midwest American accents. This little boy only had enough for himself, but God made it enough for all. Out of his meager offering, a multitude was fed. The 5 loaves miraculously became 5,000 and then some. There was no end to what this child's meager offering could accomplish when it was blessed by the power of God. Now, as people of faith, you probably know this story pretty well. We tell it all the time in church. There are multiple stories of Jesus feeding thousands throughout the Gospels. And they very clearly demonstrate that Jesus is not your average Joe. His divine nature is revealed in every miraculous act like this one. You probably know pretty well that Jesus can take a meager meal like 5 loaves and 2 fish and turn it into an abundant feast with baskets and baskets of food left over. Yet even though you are probably overly familiar with how God blessed this small offering, and did wonderful, miraculous things with it, I assume that you still doubt that your own gifts, talents, abilities, capabilities, and faithfulness are good enough for God. Most everyone I encounter, at least most people of faith, struggle to see how they add up in the eyes of God. As a pastor, I hear it all the time. People doubting whether they can do anything right, whether they have what it takes to make it through to next year, and whether God could ever use them for the holy work of the kingdom. Even though we know this story by heart, fully comprehending that Jesus took one boy's lunch and made 5,000 more out of it in an instant, too many of us still doubt that God could ever use our voices to proclaim God's love to the world, because we are just too afraid to get up in front of others. Too many of us doubt that God could ever use our financial gifts to do any good because we don't make enough money. And too many of us doubt that our faithful service to the poor can ever do any real good against the onslaught of addiction, violence, and poverty that has a stranglehold on our world because the evil is just too strong. The good news of our readings for today is that God takes what we have and makes it enough. God makes it enough. In our short first lesson from 2 Kings, we heard about how the prophet Elisha received a small food and grain offering from the first fruits of a man's harvest. Similar to Philip in our gospel reading, Elisha's servant doubted that what this man had given was enough to feed the 100 or so people that were gathered with them. But the word of the Lord came to Elisha saying, "They shall eat and have some left." The word of God descended upon these loaves of barley and made them enough. Now, by all worldly, physical, earthly standards, this offering was hardly enough to do much of anything. But by God's standards, what the man had given was exactly what was needed. He had given what he had, and what the man had was enough. When we hear these stories in the Bible, I imagine most of us do not have too much trouble believing them. I mean, it's a little difficult to imagine how five loaves feeds 5,000 with far more left over. But there are all sorts of things from our time that are unbelievable as well. We have sent men to the moon, virtually eradicated diseases like polio and smallpox, and mapped the human genome. If we can do all these things within a century, how much more can God do with one boy's lunch? If you give any weight to the stories the Bible tells and have faith that God is real and moving in the world, then it's not hard to believe that God could do a lot with a sack lunch. I think far too many people struggle, though, in connecting the boy's story to their own. Sure, Jesus can feed 5,000 with his sack lunch, but mine is not good enough. Sure, Jesus walked on the rough seas and immediately brought the disciples to safety, but the storms around me proved that God would never come near me. Sure, the crowds came to Jesus because he healed many people from all sorts of diseases, but I am too sinful and broken to be healed by the Lord. These are the kind of nonsense stories I hear in my ministry all the time. We can recognize and believe what God did for others in the Bible, but many of us cannot imagine God doing those kinds of things in our lives. Whether we think we don't have enough faith, are too sinful, or God just doesn't care, many people are under the illusion that God is not concerned with their well-being and will not provide for them when things get lean and life gets hard. But this is all nonsense that we tell ourselves. It is the evil in us that makes us feel unloved and unworthy. It is the brokenness of our world that makes us feel like we don't have enough and can't make the cut. Debilitating fears that we cannot make it through our tomorrows are not the result of our failings, but of human sinfulness, which makes us doubt that we are cared for by a loving God. And many of us cling to these fears no matter how many times we have been reassured that we are loved by a gracious God who provides for our needs in mysterious ways. I want you to hear this today. Whoever you are, whatever you have done, however deeply you doubt the promises of God, let me reassure you today. You are enough. You are enough. In the eyes of God, what you have to offer the world is wonderful and worthy. Though you are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by our Creator who knit the corners of the universe billions of years ago. You are enough. You are enough. And if God can feed 5,000 with one little boy's five loaves, imagine what God can do with all that you have to offer. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Thank you.